exclusive. Subscribe. Talking Yanks Original. This is Tony.
Hello! And welcome to another player profile and projection here on Talking Yanks. We're talking about Tony Vince, a.k.a. Anthony Vincent Rizzo, born August 8th, 1989, is an American professional baseball first baseman for the New York Yankees of Major League Baseball, commonly referred to as MLB. Episode a day, every day until opening day. Anthony Rizzo is a big one. Excited to talk about him. Thank you guys for joining. If you've been enjoying these, if you find yourself tuning in, whether you enjoy the Yankees to win or fail, root for us, subscribe to the channel. Thank you very much. Jake, we're trying to pass 70,000 subscribers for opening day. Come on.
Need it.
I don't know if that's going to happen. These punks won't do anything for us.
Trying to get to 75.
Oh, that'd be nice.
Excited about Rizzo?
I'll find out.
Okay.
Find out real quick. Probably an unfair April coming from Tony Riz, but that's because he had, I think, something that can be generally labeled one of the odder seasons in Yankees history, because Tony Riz was out there doing his thing, balling out, having a really nice year, kind of heading towards a career year, an 880 OPS in his first 53 games. Him and one of the best players in baseball, Fernando Tatis, locked horns at first base. Rizzo's head got bumped. Everyone was like, whoa, what's going on there? He got cleared to play, which we were excited about. Okay, that's good. Glad you're feeling better. In those 46 games after that, he was one of, if not the worst player in baseball. 172 batting average, a 225 slugging. And yeah, they looked back into it. He was having concussion syndromes. His reaction time was delayed, which that's always one of the tougher hitting things to have going on. And yeah, so if we get any version of first half Anthony Rizzo, or just you can kind of tell what good Anthony Rizzo looks like if he's getting hit by pitches and he's turning on balls and he's controlling the zone, Jim. Rizzo's normally pretty good at that.
Yes. We have a lot of guys good at that. Can you give me the date when said concussion took place, please? Do you have it? Does anyone remember? It was
first 53 games.
It was May?
May 28th? I can have it in a second here.
End of May. Damn, that was early. No. April, May.
May 28th.
Damn.
It was the day he crashed.
When did he go out? When did he stop playing? He played for what? A month after or 2 months
he
after?
He sat out the Seattle series.
And he played June till August 1st before calling it.
Shit.
If they were playing for something, he would have been able to come back, according to everything Boone has said to us.
At the very end, yeah.
Other people.
What I'm interested in with Rizzo, because the stats were so good at first, and he was a player that was supposed to be benefiting from the defensive shift regulations.
Right.
It was a big storyline. So I'm taking a look at his spray charts from 2022 and 2023 and just trying to see if there's a noticeable difference in him trying to use the whole field more successfully, if they turned into hits or not. But I'm torn as to whether I include the concussed times.
Right.
You know, because it doesn't seem fair, but maybe it is fair.
We hope it's not fair. We hope we get to look at those games as significant outliers in Anthony Rizzo's career with the Yankees and his career in general. Cause yeah, man, his swing seems literally tailored for Yankee Stadium.
Yeah.
Everyone remembers, I think it was that one of those, April games in 2022 when he had like a 3-homer porch game and they were all incidental. It was like the least amount of distance covered for 3 home runs ever. Yeah,
that was cool.
That was cool. And can I say one other thing, Jim, if you don't mind?
I'm hoping to get so many of your thoughts.
This Yankees roster, which we've been hesitant about, just because last year hurt a lot, and I don't know, there's some depth questions and other things. If you had shown us this lineup like 4 years ago with DJ Soto, Judge, Anthony Rizzo, Gleyber Torres, Verdugo, and Stanton, like every Yankee fan would have signed up for that. Obviously, the Stanton story has changed a little bit. We have a question about Rizzo, but that question can be eliminated so quickly. Like, Tony Rizz has a good first week, and I think we're all like, okay, I know that's in there.
You know what we
That's all I need to see.
You know what we need him to do?
What's that?
Just be a sicko and get hit by a pitch. First at bat of spring. Has that already happened? Definitely. Actually, has it? Is he slow?
I don't think so. He played yesterday. And
as we're recording this, it has.
By the time this comes out, Rizzo's probably been hit by a pitch.
You can only hope.
And probably happy about it.
Because it's what he likes doing, and he does it really well. So, if he's a threat, man, because he's basically last year, he was being asked to do what we have Soto for this year.
Right.
To be the biggest lefty, to bat next to Judge and be that dude. And he was doing it for the first 2 months of the season fairly well. And now he's, you know, hey, be the light version of that behind Judge. And he doesn't like that at all. He wants to be the
main.
Is
he going to get bored? Like, is all the action going to happen, like Soto and Judge?
He thinks of himself as second leadoff.
Both
man.
Hit homers, and now he's back there, and it's like every time he's hitting, it's 3-0, and he's just like, okay.
He might be bored. I have something for you.
Okay.
It's actually, I think you're going to like it. Let's see if I can figure out how to display this to everyone so they can see at home as well, because it's his pitch, his spray chart. Sandwich move. I need like a little shelf here or something. Oh, where's my camera? Should have went down the other side, Jay.
If you pick a spot, I have some wiggle. I can move your camera a little bit.
This is much better. All right. So this is last year. And you see this, all these hits down the right field line, the singles here.
Sure.
If I go to the years prior, they just disappear. This whole canyon of where the second baseman and the right fielder wasn't there. Now, he played a lot more games here, so it's a lot more unconcussed games. And then you look at this whole area on the left field, that hits didn't really drop there, and you have a bunch there. So he not only used that alley more, where he could actually get hits, he also started spraying the ball more. I mean, like, fine, I'll go over there too. So it is a different spray chart. I wonder if I go year after year. But that alley being blank the years prior is pretty funny.
Yeah. I mean, he's the slow pull lefties. Those are supposed to be the people that were benefited the most, and he was seeing that early on. So, again, like, there's another world where that throw over to first never happens, and we know how Tony Rizz's year went, and he was on pace to break his 32 career-high total home runs that he's now done 1, 2, 3, 4 seasons in the big league level. So again, that's a constant dream, is to get over that 32 hump. And yeah, I'll be interested to see. I don't know. Will we ever feel like his approach is different? Will we feel like it feels like you can see it at bat to at bat when Rizzo throws on his kind of FU, like I'm willing to slap one the other way versus I'm trying to hit a home run right now.
Yeah, it's very obvious because he, you know, he's push bunting or
like chokes up, gets closer.
Yeah. I mean, I just like the choking up, getting closer and fighting at bats. He was so not in it after the concussion. It was like it was watching a different guy play.
He was an instant out, and it was at the time when the Yankees were thirstier for offense than we've ever been as a fan base.
It's true.
So I don't give us, dude, if he gives us a good series early on, that's better than what we saw out of concussion Rizzo.
We should go find the hits he got when he was concussed and celebrate them, I think.
The one homer was fun. That was a good day.
No way. Who gave up a homer to him? He was like clinically
easy to find.
His reaction time was clinically.
He had the one homer. He had the one four hit day.
That was a 4-hit day in Kansas City.
That was the same game.
Oh my God, dude. If you take out that game.
Take it out.
He had a 4-hit game and a 3-hit game. No other multi-hit games.
So what would his numbers be without that game?
I mean, without the 4-hit, one homer game, those numbers drop down to. Will we edit that in post or no?
Yeah.
Because I just moved my tongue a little bit.
We'll have, you did, you went lizard. We'll have Dalt put it in there.
Doubled off Jordan Lyles, homered off Jordan Lyles.
No way.
That's crazy.
He got 29 hits.
Singled off Scott Barlow. Singled off Jordan Lyles.
So it was 4 in that one game?
That one game.
So that'd be
4 hits, one game, and that take away of that, them were Jordan Lyles.
Take away that, it's 25 divided by 190, 188. 132 batting average.
It's bad.
Better than the 172 with him?
Yeah.
That's a big jump. It's kind of a big jump.
He got 3 hits crazy. Off George Kirby.
What?
That was the 3-hit day?
Yeah. Kirby's
probably is that the day they just had George Kirby?
I think Kirby's just a fan.
Oh, wow. Maybe they had those pitchers. Maybe if I go back and look at Lyles and Kirby, did they, like, crush those guys?
They didn't get Kirby.
Yeah, he was good.
Oh, the other guy was the one they just had one day.
Bryce Miller.
Well, yeah, but I called that.
Yeah, 2-pitch Bryce. What do you need to see out of Rizzo?
9 hits off Jordan Lyles that game. Yeah, just check every box early. Like, get hit by a pitch. That's not really a joke. Like, I don't, you know, he got hit, is concussed, and that was part of his game, is crowding on the plate and making pitchers feel uncomfortable. Right. Pitch me in. I don't care. I'll get hit. I love it. Like, he told us he likes getting hit. It means that he's going to be on, go on a heater. So let's check that off, okay? Let's check off, like, just a hit. Well, let's check off a grinded out at bat. So tons of foul balls, spoiling. And let's check off then like an oppo single and a homer. And let's check those off early in the first 2 series.
Okay.
Maybe the first 3 series. I don't care if you don't homer, that's if you're fair. Doing the other stuff. But I just don't want any of those to linger.
Right.
And be like, oh, are we missing this? Are we missing that? And then, you know, scoops at first and all that. But if he checks those off early, I'm kind of dancing.
You want him to be a little more aggressive on the bases?
When needed. But no, Stan's running now. So.
4th percentile sprint speed last year.
But.
Miles of heart.
Probably did the most with that out of all the other 4%ers. You gather up all the 4% sprint speeds, who probably had the most stolen bases. That's a good.
Like to think
he had zero last year.
Oh.
Extra bases taken.
Oh, yeah. Max and I were looking up stuff for this episode, and we looked up because Rizzo just went 0 for 3 last year. Nobody's done that. Nobody in baseball history has done that before.
We pleaded with Boone. Wait, I'm gonna slack our stat people, and I want to find out, like, of all the people under 10% sprint speed, who stole the most bases or went first to third the most or had the most base running numbers.
Okay.
Ooh, since I put Savant screenshot on the doc there, they've corrected last year. Rizzo's now 5th percentile. So.
Okay. Make sure you guys are heading over to the DraftKings Sportsbook. DraftKings NBA season is in full swing, and right now at DraftKings, they're giving away a no-sweat bet. That means up to $1,000 in the amount of your original bet. If it does not hit, you will get a bonus bet back in that same amount. When you sign up, using promo code Yanks. Go play their DraftKings Daily Fantasy if it's not available yet in your state for the sports gambling. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. New customers use promo code Yanks and get a no-sweat bet. That's promo code Yanks only at the DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
The crown is yours. 7 extra base hits with a concussion for Rizzo last year.
Baseball Reference, 83% reliability, has Rizzo hitting .238 with a .332 on base and a .760 OPS.
I don't know. I'd want more.
Know what the Baseball Reference projections doesn't know?
Dick. I got him.
That he played with a concussion for 2 months.
They don't know that.
That changes the projections pretty significantly.
And they also don't know that of the 7 extra base hits while concussed, 2 of them came on 3-0 meatball fastballs, dead center. 2 of them. One of Kirby's and one of Paul Blackburn's. Another one came off a 2-0 fastball. Okay. So, and then another one came on a 3-2 which is a little different.
Yeah.
But I think you can sit fastball there. So if he was sitting fastball in a nice count, he was all over it.
Had a chance.
And then a couple 0-1. I mean, this 0-1 double on a changeup is the only breaking ball he got an extra base hit on with in a concussion. Down in the count 0-1, and it was Jordan Lyles. So this pitch is...
it's a bad pitch.
It's the most suspect for me. Most suspect pitch of 2023, officially, in my book.
Go look at Jordan Lyles' page.
Nice pitch. Nice hit. Random video time?
Give me a random vid. Give me some good news.
Fingers crossed.
I am a little worried about the him and Judge bromance.
Yeah?
I'm worried Soto's going to kind of interfere there. Like last year, if the
random video is not good,
if the Yankee social guy was doing like a pregame pick, he'd be like, "Hey, Rizzo Judge, guy."
Yeah, yeah.
This year, it's kind of like,
"Oh, Soto Judge, yeah."
Yeah, so I'm a little worried about that.
Yeah, but then as soon as Dominguez comes up, it's Soto Dominguez, Judge Rizzo, so that'll help.
Okay.
The random video that it gave me, for some reason, stinks. So should I just like accidentally hit it again?
Do another one.
Yeah. Okay. I
did. Oh, you double click.
My bad. Oh, Joe Musgrove ball.
Okay.
To Anthony Rizzo.
Good eye.
2020.
Okay.
September 2nd. Loading. He was a Cub.
Oh yeah. Oh. Up and away.
Saw that the whole way.
Didn't even flinch. And he could flick that the other way, but he's waiting for something he can charge.
Yeah, in 2020, he wasn't looking for that.
Put a charge into.
Yeah. All right. Thank you for tuning in.
Come on, Tone.
Come on, Tony. Tony Vince.
Dude, if him and Stanton and Glaber have like a fuck you part of the lineup to Judge and Soto.
And Verdugo.
Like, hey, guys, we're...
Yanks
are really
I mean, it's today. February 26th. Yanks are awesome.
Bet them to win it.
I already did.
I
jumped in.
In it last year. Ha, ha, ha.